FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The family of an elderly couple killed in a house fire in Chatsworth says it's battling to come to terms with the loss.
The male was 64 years old and the female just turned 61 on that fateful day. So what's supposed to have been a joyous day, joyous occasion, turned out into a tragedy.
Shanitha Jeevan and Indra Naidu died on Sunday when their South Durban home went up in flames. A couple who lived in the house alone will be laid to rest today. A relative, Kishore Chayanand, says the couple was well known in the area and had lived there for over 40 years.
They were absolutely fun-loving couple, always had a smile on their face. They were very popular in their community and always lending a helping hand, assisting wherever they could, always getting into people's side when they're in need. They have one son, he's from Johannesburg, and he's down at the moment with funeral arrangements. And they have two grandchildren as well.
A social justice NPO says employment figures will remain stagnant until government takes a different approach. Unemployment increased by 1 percentage point to 32.9% in the first quarter of 2025. Free SA's Ruben Kutzer described the figures as alarming, adding that young people are suffering the most. He's given suggestions on how government can curb joblessness.
We should really chart a different course to not just create jobs, but to expand the economic growth. If we want to see different results in terms of the unemployment numbers, we must pursue different policies, removing policy uncertainty and regulatory red tape, reforming labor laws to incentivize hiring, to support enterprise, combating corruption and political interference, and empowering young people with industry-aligned skills and entrepreneurship support.
In other news, the National Transport Department says it's extended working hours at the Driving Licence Card Agency. It's to address a backlog of over 740,000 unprinted driving licence cards. It follows the repair of the country's only printing machine, which had been out of service since February. The department says efforts to procure new machines have been delayed by irregularities identified by the Auditor General. And abroad, a former girlfriend of rapper Sean P. Diddy Combs has told his sex trafficking and racketeering trial that he beat her frequently. R&B singer Cassie Ventura was also asked about his alleged drug-fueled sex parties, which she said made her stomach churn. Sky's Martha Kellner described what happened in court.
Cassie Ventura cried on the stand, wiping away tears as she alleged that Sean Combs controlled every aspect of her life, from what she wore to who she spoke to. The threat of violence in their relationship was constant, she said.
The three-time Grammy winner denies the charges. On the weather front back home, Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 26 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 27. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Orlando Pirates have given coach Jose Riviero a winning send-off, beating Golden Arrows in the Betway Prem. The Proteas without Henrik Nokia and Jared Coetzee for the World Test Championship final. And Djokovic and Andy Murray have parted ways.